Who was your first interview with?
You know, I don't remember. I started in May of 1940. I remember I did Jack Dempsey early in my career. Jack had come into town because he was going to referee a wrestling match. And I remember waiting for him, and that was another problem we had. We never knew whether a guy was going to show up because it was a live show. And Jack was a little bit late. We went on at 6:15 and went off at 6:30, and now it got to be about 6:21 or 6:22, and Mr. Dempsey hadn't showed up, but he finally comes in, and we do the interview. And I remember asking him, he had a book out, an autobiography, you know, My Life by Jack Dempsey. And I said, how's the book going? He said, I don't know. I haven't read it yet.
Jack Dempsey, just one of the great names that paraded through WSB before your sports microphones, the likes of Bobby Jones and the Georgia Peach, a man that many people have called the meanest of them all, but you had a different perspective of him, didn't you?
I sure did with Ty Cobb. I heard that Ty was coming down to his hometown, Royston, and I decided it might be good if I went down there and interviewed him. And the people at WSB, the executives, didn't like the idea too much. They said, well, he's a mean old man, and he's not going to talk to a kid announcer like you, but if you want to go, go ahead. So we took this engineer on the truck, took the big console down there to record. And I went up to Cobb's residence, and he came to the door. He was very pleasant, said, come on in. We sat down there on the sofa, and the 15-minute show was completely filled with Ty Cobb. I had no problem at all with him. He was very hospitable. He was very cordial and very warm to me. And I made a good friend there. I used to see him from time to time then on, and I must have been with him 7 or 8 or 10 times after that first interview, and he was always a very cordial gentleman.
What a baseball player.
He was the greatest, I think, for a long, long time. Babe Ruth might have exceeded him because of his pitching prowess, but Cobb was a Mr. Baseball, certainly from around 1906 up until the Babe came to the Yankees.
Cobb was one of those that maybe is the embodiment of desire, of competitiveness. He wouldn't lose.
Well, you're right about that, Bob. He had competition to the ultimate, no question about that. He would do anything to win. Some people accused him of dirty tricks, and I imagine from time to time he did pull a few, but he was a real genius in spikes. And I remember we had a bat boy at Tiger Stadium named Eddie Forster, who had been a bat boy when Ty was in his heyday. And Eddie was also the delivery boy for the butcher near the ballpark. And Mrs. Cobb ordered some meat one time. They were going to have company on a Sunday evening. And Eddie delivered the meat, but the Cobbs weren't home, so he put it inside the screen door. And when the Cobbs came home, the meat was there, but it had spoiled. So old Tyrus Raymond Cobb, he didn't get on the phone or anything else. He went right down to the butcher shop and beat the so-called whatever out of the butcher.